Vizoshi Hizra Kosov Lisa Surah Velavav Hamachre Nechem, Blunged Nish Nachte, Nachze. Not to get verblunged after the eyes, Lisa Surah Velavav Ham. Not to be led away, to be led by the eyes. Out you could set Oyved, like an animal that gets verblunged, that gets lost. By the Zemigim Lakanfe Big Dayan. When a person lives a life of Losa Suach Relevav Chamachre Nechem, so then Mimelo, the result of that is that he's going to come to a Madrega of Kanfe Bigdayam. That he's lifted to another place. The Prinus Knafaim, wings, Kanfe Nishar. Come on, my Lochim, Lusrofim. I mentioned to two of the Chevra, just by Mechiris Chams, I mentioned to two of the Chevra that I saw in a Sefer, Friday night, the Avos Yisrael from Vision is Chus Yelena. He had a gabbai. His name is Mordechai Chona Fuchs. You remember Irving Yisrael Fuchs? His Zayde was Mordechai Chona. He was a big tzaddik. He was a huge Eved Hashem, Irving's grandfather. He was his father. He was Zayche to see here. He lived. He had Nevi Chisam, and the grandfather also was by the Avos Yisrael. Was a big Eved Hashem. So I saw in a sefer Friday night about this with Mordechai Chona. That whenever people would talk about somebody else, even if it was Lotayv, he automatically would fall asleep. The only conversations he ever had or took part in was to the person who he was talking to, never ever about somebody. He never ever spoke about people or allowed anybody to talk to him about other people. When that would happen, because he didn't have a control over it, when that would happen, he would go to sleep. So I said this at the table, and the women started to say, he went to sleep, what kind of things that had it for, you know, all the chakiris, the Jewish chakiris. No. I said, look, I don't know what that means to fall asleep, but he was able to leave that place, to go to an Alman Tovin, to go to a different world. Tzaddikim could do such a thing. He was able to shut that out, to close that out. He didn't want to hear about anything else. Only the person you're talking to, that's the only one who's, I'm talking to you, we're talking together. I'm not talking about Yanim, who's not here. Nothing. Not about how great he is, not he's a tzaddik, he's a kaddish, nothing. I'm talking about, we're talking to and not about. See? That kind of, a person that is mindful of these things. We spoke a lot about the connection between Kedushas HaPeh, Kedushas HaEinayim, Kedushas HaBris. It's all one sugya of Shmira. And that person lives in a different zone. He lives in a different world. He lives in a world that's good. Not in a dark, ugly, negative world. He lives in a world that's good. Almin Eloin, Almin Tovin Eloin. There's nothing called such a thing. Almin Eloin, Tavni line, a higher world to live in. That's what it said. He can live in a higher world. That's what means. Can't finish up. Come on, Malachim Nisrafim. Void Harbe Yosig of a Malach Nisrafim. But a Jew is on a higher madrega of Malach. Bisim Kedoshim Lelokeichem. Kumbur Batagim Yonishim Kedoshim Kamalachai. See, this is. We're talking a lot about this in the Arab Shabbos Chabur, the 6 o'clock. Chabur and Chassidus, because we're doing the Maimer and Bayom Dekechan, and the Avoid of Taivas, and so on. That the hardest thing, and the Alter Rebbe talks about this, and Tanya, we'll see if he can talk about this, is that the hardest thing is when you're in a wrestling match, when you're in a wrestling match with the Taivas, with the Yetzer, when you're fighting hand-to-hand combat with the other side. It's very hard. Yaakovino had such an injury. We talked about in a minute about the Gidon Asher, that he was injured from that. Even Yaakovino walked away. He won, but he was hurt. It's very hard, hand-to-hand combat. In other words, every single time that, this is the way we were taught, every single time you see something, not to look, and not this, and not that. What we're learning here, this in the context of Kriya Shema, of Amunah, is that there's an avaida where a person ascends to a higher level, where these kind of things are not battles anymore. They're just not. It's not part of his world. He's not struggling with it. That's the most common word in every conversation nowadays, is challenge, struggle. Everybody's like, life has never been as easy as it is now. But you never heard so many times in every conversation, struggling and challenging. It's true. People feel that. Milchama. Everything's a milchama. When the Zohar Kodesh says that a person, a malach, what does he mean a malach? It means that a person has the ability to move to a different place, a higher story. But these things are no longer a struggle. It's not a struggle. It's not a challenge. When there's a wrestling match and they're both heavyweights or they're both from the same division or whatever, then if they put in nothing and you're under different madrega, so then it's not a struggle. That's what it's kamalach v'hisim kadoshim lo keichem. Kavu b'targim yonishin kadoshim kamalachai. Imeinayim nikiyos zoichel madregas malach. When the eyes are clean, when a person's v'leis asuach v'elach v'machayneichem, then zoichel madregas malach. When a person is, it's a different madrega. Madregas sarav. And v'et hecher. Ha'knafai miroim mis Yehudi. A person who lives an internal life, a life of Krishna, with the eyes that are covered, it doesn't mean walking with your head down. It means being able to be in control of one's eyes. So then, mimela, you're lifted to a place that's higher than all katnas, all smallness and shiftless. It's a different world. It's a different world. All katnas, we call katnas are shiftless. Bezor Chaim HaKadosh says in Achrei Mois, that Bederach HaTeva, when it comes to especially, the Archamach is talking about the Taiva of Arayas, of that particular Taiva of Arayas, the Archamach says that Bederach HaTeva, a person really, Teva, you can't win. Bederach HaTeva, you can't win that struggle, that Melchama. You see the whole world. Bederach HaTeva, you can't win that struggle. That Melchama is, of Arayas is bitter and difficult and even though you might win occasionally here or there, but overall it's very, very, very bitter. So the Chaim HaKadosh is talking about what it means v'yisim kadoshim l'lokeichem. Means the only way that a person can succeed in that area is by going to a different place where you're above the fray. You're above. You're not in the milchama. You're in a higher place. And that's when all the psukim that say, especially in the parashiyos of the coming up to Mitzvah and Vayikra, these parashiyos of Achrimayis Kedoshim, Achrimayis Kedoshim, we see that it's always Visim Kedoshim Alakayim, Visim Kedusha. So everything's Kedusha. Kedusha, that's what we're talking about. Kedusha means Alman Tov and Eloin, to move to a different place. Call kitness and shiftless. Memela, all kitness and shiftless is silly. Doesn't mean anything. It's not a mulchama. It's kitness and shiftless. Ha'ilam hazeh kulay atzvus meriris. This whole world is atzvus. It's filled with sadness. It's filled with meriris. B'chinas vayimoru es chayayim. It's Erev Pesach. But all Mitzrayim, to be stuck in that small place. And when you're stuck in that small place, everything is vayimoru es chayayim. There are people who have a nice life, but everything, they're always complaining. They have an iron rod. Everything's bad, and they have tainus against their parents, against their mechutanim, against their in-laws, against their kids, against their husband, against their wife. It's a whole life of vayimoruas chayayim. Vayimoruas chayayim. And every single thing they make a big deal about, every klinikite is a whole big Indian. They're crazy about everything. It's a bitter life. It's the life of Mitzrayim. That's what it means to be an eved in Mitzrayim. Every little thing is. From Yehuda Zoicha, kumta za hecher evelt, oilam acha legamre. If a person works on this, and again, he's not talking about becoming all of a sudden like the Baba Sali or something. So that this, for people like ourselves can work on this to be able to move to a higher story. Doesn't mean a skyscraper, doesn't mean the top, to move to a higher place. And the ikar avaita that is to start watching what, to start being careful with one's eyes and one's mouth, and of course, kedusha sabris. That's how you enter into a different world. Hashem early. Kiesha b'chayshach. This world is chayshach, is dark. Hashem early. Oyiz v'chedva b'mkaimon. And when you live in that other world is the world of the Baruch Shalom, and that place is a place that's filled with simcha. Oyiz v'chedva b'mkaimon. V'esas chamal kanfei nisharim. Hashem says, I'll lift you up on eagle's wings. Va'avi eschem elai. And I'll bring you to me. The Rosh in the Haggadah, everything in his life is Maha Avodah Zayis Lechem. Everything is Maha Avodah Zayis Lechem. Everything is hard and bad, and everybody's bad, and there's tainus and complaining and so on. A person can go Kinesha Yorah Kinal Gezol of Yirachay for the eagle. The person who wants to can live a life that's tachas haknafayim shlavinu shebishamayim. Zab chinish laman tizku vasisim is kol mitzvayisai. So with the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Torah says that with the mitzvah of tzitzis, you'll be able to remember. The opposite of remembering is what happened with Yaakov Avinu when he was fighting against the Sar Shal Esav, was they got clapped by the Gid Anosha, and the word Nosha means a lashon of forgetting. Ahepach migid anosha. We can move over to the next page. Chazal akadoshim kigid anosha v'lashon shikcha. Nishia, nishaya, nasha. This is a noisha. It's a lashon of forgetting. Lashon shikcha. Shemashkiach as adam avodas Hashem. That's the inyan of that struggle with the malach with the sar shel Esav. It sits as the opposite. A kanfei bigdayim to go to a higher place where you're not injured by that sar of Esav. You're not walking around your whole life limping from that milchama that you're having with Esav, because you're living with it in that world of kedusha seinayim. Shemashkiach zol me'avodas Hashem el leman tizkru v'asisim es kol mitzvayisai. Leman tizkru, to remember who you are and what your tachlis is in this world. V'yisa chazal kedoshim. Shetchel is Daim Liyam. Talks a little bit more about tzitzis on this page.
What page again?
Tes Zayin. You have it, right?
Yeah.
You don't have Yud Zayin, right?
We have
Yud Zayin. Okay, that's fine. So that's what it says about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Shetchel is Daim Liyam. So we see that the mitzvah of tzitzis is Lois Suach Lavachem, Uscharta. So therefore, we have by tzitzis the mitzvah of tchelis, the blue of the tzitzis. And the tchelis is daim liyam. The Gemara says in Menachos that tchelis is daim liyam. The inyan of the blue of the tzitzis is that the blue reminds a person of the ocean. The yam l'kisa kovet, and the ocean takes him to that higher world, to a different world of the kisa kovet.
You say that's blue too, right?
I mean, we only know that much of the sky that it's blue. I mean, it doesn't mean that the Kisa Kovet has a color like a physical color, but our association with climbing above this world is the sky. That doesn't mean something physical. The Kisa Kovet to a higher place. It's exactly what I was talking about this whole time. Almin Tavin Eloin, Almin Tavin Achayvin means to go to a higher place, which we associate with the sky. It doesn't mean that God lives, you know, the Kisa Kovet is in the sky. But that's the marshal that we see throughout Tanakh. The Nechba Zakit Sitchis Miraimim is a Yehudi Ad Kisa Kovet. The Iker is that we see that the Indian of Sitchis, this Avoda of Sitchis, of looking at things in the right way, Sitz, which means to see, and Veloisa Suru, that in the Kenefayim, the wings, take a person to the Kisa Kovet. That's the destination. The Kisya Kovet. Chinas Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Lokech. Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Lokech. Ad is the same ayin dalet that we have by Shema Yisrael, the big ayin in the Torah of Shema. Hashem Lokech Hashem Achad that we learned about, the big dalet, which is Eid, because this is the Eidus, you remember, Yaakovino's sons, when they stood around his bed before he died. Keshem Shein Belubcha Elecha, Kach Ein Belibeno Elecha, Eidus. That a Jew is an Eid. Atam Eidai. And this is the Eidus. And Eid, Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekech, is the Ayin and the Dalet. The Ayin and the Dalet of Shema, Yisrael Hashem Lekech, Hashem Echad. Who Ayin v'Dalet, which is the Ayin and Dalet, stands for Ayin, which is the eye, Ayin, the eye, and the Dalet, which is Dibur, speaking. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu, Shema Chad. And a person could have that in mind. It could be a kavanah to have in mind by Kriya Shema, that the Ayin and Dalet, that the way that I will be a kosher aid to bear testimony. Because Baruch Hu, in this world, by being higher than this world, that I can say Eidus, that is through the Ayin, the big Ayin of Shema, and the big Dalet of Echad. That's Ayin and Dibur, the eye and the mouth speaking. Shemit Kari Atshuva. Of Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Lokecha. Zal Kavana Shuv Yisrael Ad. Eid. Perish Emasis Atshuva Aliyonim Shel Ayin Dalet. That when a person does tshuva, when he works hard on these two inyanim of ayin, the eye, and dalet, speech, dibur, efshalagia, that is the way, the knafayim, those are the wings that take a person, ad hasham lokech, the kisei hakovid, that's the inyan tzitzis, which is doyim liyam, which is doyim lekisei hakovid. V'azoichel mechaim achem legamre. And that's a different life. And a person lives chayim achayim again. It's an altogether different life. Mechinas tzuroso chakuka tachas kisei hakovid. So in this world, Yaakov Avinu, which means us, Yaakov Avinu in this world is limping. Because he's hand-to-hand combat with Esav, with the Malach of Esav. So in this world, Yaakov is limping. But Chazal tell us that the tzura of Yaakov Avinu's chakuka, Tachas Kisei HaKovid, that by Hashem's Kisei HaKovid, there's some, whatever this, I'm not talking about what it means on a deeper level, but the image of Yaakov Avinu is Chakuka by Kisei HaKovid. Just like when Yosef HaTzadik was in the house of Potiphar, he saw the image of Yaakov Avinu. What does that mean? It means a lot of things, but it means that Yosef HaTzadik remembered who he was. Yosef is the union of Yosef HaTzadik is when Paras Alei Ayin, is the Kedusha Sainayim, is Yosef HaTzadik. So when Yosef HaTzadik was confronted by that Metzius of the wife of Potiphar, that holy sign of the wife of Potiphar, he looked higher than this world. That means he looked up to the window. The window. The window means they looked up to Shemai, right? He looked out the window. He looked beyond this world. He was looking for it, because in this world, Yosef Tzadik felt, I'm finished. I can't do this. Because in this world, you're going to lose. So Yosef Tzadik, even Yosef Tzadik, in this world, she was going to win. So what happened? So it says Yosef Tzadik looked by the window. The window, there was a window over there. It doesn't mean that he was looking a glass window. It means that Yosef HaTzadik was Yosef HaTzadik knew that the only way to be Vayonis Vayetze, to get chutz out of this, the way to get out of this is to look out the window. And out the window means that this is not who I am. There's the Almin Eloin, Almin Tovin Eloin, there's Ad Hashem Lekecha Shemir Sainayim, Alei Ayin, Yosef HaTzadik is Alei Ayin, Alei Ayin. Ben Paras, the beauty of Yosef HaTzadik is that Alei Ayin, Alei Ayin. He had this way of looking at things. And then Meimela, he was Vayonis Vayetze, and he wasn't part of the whole picture. He wasn't part of that. He wasn't in the Mulcham anymore. It's finished. Done. Vayonis Vayetze Achutz. Out. He's finished with it. Because that's what it means. Because in this world, Yaakov Avinu, but through the window, through the looking glass, beyond this world, so Yaakov, the image of Yaakov Avinu is Chakuka Tachas Kis Yaakov. Is the image of Yaakov Avinu is Chakuka Tachas Kis Yaakov. There's Yaakov Avinu. The same Yaakov Avinu of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that's how he left the world. And gives you a heb oif hecha, heb oif hecha, to look higher. Re'isam oisa, uscharta. Re'isam oisa, uscharta, mechinas melech b'yoif yoy techezen heinecha, to see the beauty of the king. All these lessons we find in Chazal. To see the face of the Shekhinah. To see the face of the Shekhinah. It means to see through that window of Yaakov Avinu. It means to look at the world in a different way. I mean, to be oile regel. Zoyche v'nenim yiziv ha-shechina, to have this hana from the ziv ha-shechina. Olam chatir b'chayecha. So he said the bracha that they used to give each other, the chachamim. Alam chatir b'chay, in this world, to live in another world. B'shas Torah, b'shas Tefillah, a different learning, a different davening. B'min hecha, hecha, haya, nechnosim lo'ilam acher, shumayin o'ilam hava. It's a different world. Shumayin o'ilam hava. Kamashaynayim nekiyas. All of this, being able to live in that world, all of this depends kamashaynayim nekiyas on the kiyus einayim. Again, the gedorim and halacha we're going to talk about afterwards. A few weeks we're going to talk about the gedorim and halacha, but the halachas of histaklus and so on. But the kiyus einayim, as hakayis nois or nepach lakayis nois or, then the garment of skin that Adam and Chava, that Adam and Chava wore, as a result after the chait that Hashem made them this kos nois or, so everybody knows that in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir it says or with an aleph, it doesn't say or with an ayin, which means skin, which means this world, which means all that's low and ugly and dark. In the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir or. So it was written with an aleph, whatever that means. But there's that life of Rabbi Meir was a life. Obviously, he had a kosher Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah was written properly, and it's spelled or with an ayin. But when it says in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, it was written with an aleph, his name wasn't even really Rabbi Meir. So when it says that it was written with an aleph, it means that he lived such a life. It was a lechtiga, it was a different life. In the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, it's written with an aleph. He wasn't. Rabbi Meir wasn't caught up in that Indian of the or with an ayin of the skin of this. He was a different. Was a different world of or. Bezoichim lo'or hagonos. But tzitzis is a lashon tzitzis roishi. There's another thing that tzitzis means. Tzitzis also means the curls of a person's hair. I mean, there are only a few of us had any left over here. But the hair of a person is also called tzitzis reish. It's also called. It's similar to like the strings, right? So the hair. Okay, Hashem has brought toiv soy b'tzitzis reish. We find such a lashon chazal where a person is grabbed by the hair. It's grabbed and pulled by his hair. Hashem brought toiv soy b'tzitzis reish. So this also is connected to what we're learning about tzitzis and los asuru kedushas einayim, that a person that works hard on this sugya of kedushas einayim, the Baruch Shalom grabs him by his hair and pulls him to someplace better. He's pulled out of the ring, out of the room, to a different place.
So you see, Mashgiach Menachalaynis, that's the window that we were talking about before, with the face of Yaakov Inu is in the window. And Metzitz is a Lashon of Tzitzis, which means Metzitz, Mashgiach, watching through the windows. Metzitz also is a Lashon of looking carefully, Menacharakim, through the cracks. Menemtzicharu mit the Tzitzis, Shein HaMakifin, Hashmir HaLayoin. That we're taken, uplifted, and pulled out, and pulled higher. Like grabbing somebody by the hair and pulling them up. We say
some of these, those who say the Shemichu, the Yiratzans, whatever you have printed in different Siddurmas, in different Nishchais, but by Tzitzis. The talis, the tzitzis, is a makif. It protects, like the sukkah. Right? It protects, it surrounds. It surrounds, the talis surrounds the person. The beggar, the levush, is a makif. It's something which is, it's a shmira. The tzitzis is a shmira.
That's
instead of the kais nois or. Instead of the kais nois or, which is the skin of the snake. Instead, a person wears tzitzis. That's the beged of a Jew. Is tzitzis. Is a talis. Because the tzitzis have the ability to protect a person.
Arum nem nayid.
So the tzaddikim say that the talis has four corners, four kanfas. Shein ramzais. What's the remez of the four corners of the talis? Shein ramzais. Shall call Yehudi. B'chol matzav shall nefila v'yirida. The remez is, the Kosher Samagid says, that the remez is that no matter where a Jew is in the world, no matter what he's going through, which is symbolized by the four kanfas, right? Which means Arba Kanfes Aris. All over, wherever you are. Whatever you're going through, that's the Arba Kanfes. Ben Beruchnias, Ben Begashmias, whether you're going through a Yerida Chalila in Gashmias, or you're going through a Yerida Chalila in Ruchnias. So there's a Pachinus Arba Kanfes. Arba Kanfes means to be dispersed, to be broken. Because four is a number of separation, Arba Kanfes. Because there are four basic directions. So it means to be all over the place. All over the place. Abba Ruchei Sa'aretz. Heichan Shiyehudi Nimsa. Wherever a person is, whatever it is in life he's going through, that's what the Kushan Magid says is the meaning of the Arba Kanfes. Whatever you are in life and whatever you're going through. You have your tzitzis on. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, Heichan Shiyehudi Nimsa, Yesh Lo HaKayach, he has the ability, the Kayach, Aydesh Shomer on the Kisei Naim, the Tzitzis, which means Latzitz, which means Kedushas Naim, Lo Shasuru. The person has the ability. It's not just a magical thing because you happen to wear a pair of Tzitzis. You have to have the Avayda of Tzitzis. You have the ability of what? Just to halt Mechal Matzav, to be strong. To be strong in all of the Matzav, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, the Arba Kanfes Aretz. You have the ability to be strong. That there should be a shmira, and to jump on Hashem's wings, on the kanfe and the sharm, on the kanfe sabegid, and to come back to Shema Yisrael Hashem Mokanei Hashem Echad, to come back to that nekuda, to remember. The union of tzitzis is, l'man tizkru, is to remember who you are. If Yosef at Tzadik would have fallen in with Eishes Potiphar, it would have meant that he forgot. He forgot who he was. He forgot that he's a Yid. When you and I fall, it means that we're forgetting that we forget that we're Jews. We forget who we are. The tzitzis is the avoid of Kedushas Einayim, and the Kedushas Einayim brings a person to a place of the opposite of Gidon Asher, which means to forget. It brings a person to Laman Tizkru. Mashgiach Men HaChaloinas, to be able to look through the Chaloin and to be able to see that image of Yaakovinu Tachas Kisei HaKovet, which is the Tchelus of the tzitzis, but Kisei HaKovet. It's all one inyan. The whole kriyishma is this avoda of kedusha seinayim, of shmir seinayim. The list goes to bechinas makabes nidche am Yisrael, and not only that, it has also the koach of makabes nidche am Yisrael. First of all, just to bring back all Jews to Eretz Yisrael. That's makabes nidche am Yisrael. But on a level of ruchnius, if I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing right now in life, that means I'm in Golas. It means that I'm away from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is that Sion. Yerushalayim, we've spoken this many times, that Sion, Yerushalayim is Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is Sion. Yosef is Matriot Sion. Yosef means, Sion means I am the person I'm supposed to be. That's called Yerushalayim. That's called Sion. Golas is when I'm not the person I'm supposed to be. I'm somebody else. I'm acting out. That's somebody else. So I'm in Golas. So now we're talking about Vahavienu Lashon Me'arba Kanfei Sa'aretz, that the Avodah of Tzitzis of Kriyish Mishmir Seinayim is Mekabes Nidchei Am Yisrael. Because those who learn a little bit of Sram know that bracha is especially connected to the Inyan of Tikkun HaBris and Kedushas HaBris. Bracha Mekabes Nidchei Am Yisrael. There's no person is Paigim in the Bris, God forbid. When a person is Paigim in Bris Mila, in Kedushas HaBris, so it means that there are parts of himself that are lo aleinu all over the place, without becoming more graphic than that. And parts of who he is are in Golas, have been sent out into Golas because of Pagam HaBris. Parts of who he is mamish are sent out into Golas because of Pagam HaBris, because of Shechazer Levatala, the person is Mevatal. And what happens is that there's a Golas of himself. He's all over the place. So the bracha of Mekabes Nidchei Am Yisrael, which is, that's why right before we say Kriyishma, We say v'havienu l'shalom me'abakan fi'asaras, and then we say shema yisrael shavakenu shem achad. Havienu l'shalom me'abakan fi'asaras, to bring us back from that crazy place that that we're all over the place. And that's what I'm looking at, what I'm talking about, and mimela when it comes to Pagam Abris. So, Mekabes Nidche Am Yisrael. It's the avoid of kibbutz galias, of coming back, of returning. Mekabes Nidche Am Yisrael. Lusakin Eskol Ha'ovah. And the person can fix all of the mistakes of the past, all the tumor of his past. That they should have a kibbutz galus. Everything should come back. Everything should come back. Whatever was lost should come back. That's mekabes nidchei am Yisrael. All the thoughts, all the words, all the looking, and all the pogromim of the bris, where everything is away from the person himself, from his home, from his family, but it's all over. So the avoid of tzitzis, of kedushas einayim, is mekabes nidchei am Yisrael. That's va'avi eschem elai. That's the kanfin nisharim. That means to go to Eretz Yisrael. It means that we're physically in Golus, we're all over the place, and the person himself is all over the place. You could be like that when you're living in Eretz Yisrael too. You're all over the place. Mekabes nidchei am Yisrael. Is to come back to that nekuda of ani, of who I am, that we're learning about in the Ayaka Chabur, of who I am, the emes, of who I am, and where I'm supposed to be, and what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. It's a different way of looking at things. Anytime that a person makes even the smallest effort to try to become better with this, the Shemir Seinayim, we try to make a strong gedarim, you know, not to go to places, not to look at things you shouldn't look at, and so on. Even if in the past there was a nefila, there was a yerida, but nevertheless, a person has to try whatever you can in kedusha seinayim, whatever you try to chab, to try to grab onto whatever you can. As he brings from Rabbi Yisrael de Shavar, Bnei Sashchem, Mat Tzadikim, L'Shas Suach Ve'Levav Ma'achmanechem. Now, this is a very big Yisrael that we see in all the Svarim, explaining these words that we say in Shema, of L'Shas Suach Ve'Levav Ma'achmanechem. L'Shas Suach is a... Now, the word L'Shas Suach in English, they probably translate as not to stray or... Right? So, like V'Yasura is Eretz Kanaan, like Brother Maraglin, to go looking, spying, looking, that's a lesson of like in Eretz Yisrael, they call tourists tayarim, right? Just to go to see. So that's the lashon of l'shas suach ve'levavchem. But the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that it has another meaning, the word l'shas suach. Like we see in the Gemara, to be matir akesha. What does it mean? To untie a knot. Right? That's to be matir akesha. Which is a lashon of matir asurim, to free a prisoner, right? To untie. It's a very deep teaching from the tzaddikim. Just before we read the words, is like this, that there's this teva that a person has, that he feels, that let's say he's walking in the street, the weather's getting nice, and he walks in the street, and it's not everything is the way it's supposed to be when Mashiach comes. And a person looks at something he shouldn't look at. Nope. The type of a person is that once he already did that day, the first time, then he doesn't try the next person that's following that girl. He doesn't try to look away from the next one. Why? Is this a foul? In other words, I'm already untied. It's a foul. So the Torah says, "V'leisa suach v'levach marinechem." No, just because you messed up with this one doesn't mean you're untied. There's such a teva. There's a famous story I've mentioned many times over the years where the Vilna Gaon was sitting with somebody. Somebody came to see the Vilna Gaon to ask him all kinds of questions. It was a maskili. He wasn't a tzaddik at all. He was one of these people that wasn't keeping the mitzvahs the right way and so on. He was talking to the Vilna Gaon and something in learning. And the person had and the Vilna Gaon Rebbetzin brought him something to drink, and he started to drink, and the Gaon said to him, "You have to make a shahakal. What's the matter with you?" So the man said to the Vilna Gaon Rebbe, "I got much bigger problems than shahakal. Like, you're worried about my shahakal. It's like that's the least of my inyanim." So the Vilna Gaon said to him, "When you're 120, there's going to be a cheshman, and you're going to have to pay for that shahakal too. You think that that's ready for fall, so you're on to more important, bigger and better things than missing a shahakal. And the shkil shahakal is finished. It's not true. You're not untied. No Jew is untied. There's no mokum p'tur. There's no such thing. There's no such thing." Remember, I mentioned also in the past, I was sitting when I was in yeshiva, so the different divisions when I was in YU, there were different divisions there. There still are. So I was in the yeshiva division. So we were eating together with some guys at the table, and there were two. There was myself over there, my chavrusa, and there was another nice guy that he was from the other division from the school. The other division were there, where they were most, there weren't, a lot of them were not so much careful with the missus. So, not that we were tzaddikim, but they were signed up for that division. So we ate and we wanted to have a mezumah. So I said, "Could you help us with mezumah?" And he said, "No, I'm in." He said the name of the part of the school he was in. He said, "No, I'm not in Rabbi Yitzchak Chana. I'm in the other part of the school." It says in Shulchan Aruch that whoever is part of that part in that division of the school is part of benching. What does that mean? But he saw himself like, you know, I'm not that type. I'm from a different type. There's no other types. There's only one type of a Jew. There's Shem Torah Mitzvahs. And you're doing it or you're not doing it, but there's no p'tur. You're not off. There's no COVID over here or something. You're not off. You're on the program. You're not off. So that's what it means. Listen, Suach Levach Rahman, be very careful. Because especially when it comes to these things of the heart, the eyes, typhus, a person's natural instinct is to feel, no, Mimela, and so on. To let himself just unravel, to get untied. I'm not tied up anymore. I'm not tied up. That's what he says, just very quickly. Because it's the nature of a person that when he has an Nisayin and he fails, he knows he wasn't watching himself, whatever. So now he did make a mistake, but now he wants to try to come back to himself. But the Yetzirah says to him, "What? Come on, maybe tomorrow. But today, it's already black crossed off. Then person extends that to the week and the month, and he has only one day, Yom Kippur. That's all he's left at the whole year. That today I'm not going to be nechshal. Every other day, Mimele Nechshalta. It's like in the calendar. X, 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 X. Mimele Nechshalta. You looked at something, Mimele Nechshalta. That's the Lois Asur. Don't untie the knot. Umiyayisha, so he gives up. He says, Hayom at the Kra Loi Meshumer. Today, the Shmir is off. In other words, the door is off. You open the door. The door is open today. You open the door to me. The Yetzar lives. You open the door to me. Man, today, it's already a foul. Careful not to listen to that. Eloimer, ma'ida habahava. It's a whole avoda, ma'ida habahava. Which means whatever was, was. That's it. That was. I'm not arguing with you. I messed up. Whatever was, was. Vani shomer es atzmi kan lahava. Kan chushbena. I have a cheshben now. That was, that was. That's finished. But I'm the next thing is right now is mikar lahava. I'm not untied. Lo sasur lo matir mesakasha. Lo matir mesakasha. Achre levavchem achre nechem. I feel the matzav shel achre. Achre levavchem means after you already gave in to your desire and to the wrong thing that you looked at. Lo sasur when achre, when is it likely to untie yourself? Achre levavchem, after. After you already messed up with your desire, your heart, your taiva, you already looked at something. Be careful, because then there's a big, big yetzar that says, "Let go, let go." You're the same Jew. Achre nefila, achre yivida. Nafalti, kamti. There's no such thing. It's a tremendous tikkun. Then that's true, and you're able to bring b'makabes nitchayamis. You bring everybody back home. Everybody comes back into the house. You bring all the koiches, everything that was thrown away. Everything comes back. Commercial of Sodik, Vaber Maim Chaim, Susum, Fligu, Bzemoid, the Tzadikim spoke a lot about this. And that's how we clean the past. My Dahava, Hav, that was. It's not now. I'm done with that. And then Yeshua says, you're done with it. Tomorrow, maybe now you can have a little bit, but tomorrow it's going to be the same. These are right now. This is where I am right now. I'm done. Finished. To have more koiches, new koiches.